Well, let's get into the quarterbacks. So what did you see last night with first, the number one pick from this year's draft, and Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been impressed so far just because, you know, we all remember there's been no offseason, no OTAs, no mini camp, zero preseason games, and the way he's managing this offense is impressive. I mean, just to get in and out of the huddle, calling the plays, get to the line of scrimmage, understanding how he's protected and executing and playing pretty well, that's been impressive. I've been impressed with their two-minute drives the last few weeks, just the sense of urgency, the understanding, the details. So all those things have been good. And then there's things he has to continue to get better at. I think there's been, you know, some throws he misses. There's at times maybe he could be a little bit better in the pocket. Yes, everyone's complaining about his O-line. They have to play better. But I also think it's going to take time for him, that he'll continue to get better on going through his reads and being more decisive and get to the next read, not holding on the first one. But, man, I got to say, though, I really love what he brings off the field and that it factor. I think these guys love – his teammates love playing for him and with him. And I think he's going to be special, but I think he's still – there's a lot of room to grow.
You know, Bruce, when you bring up the offensive line, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because, like, for me, it worries me when I see an offensive line front like that in front of a really young quarterback who was taken with a high pick. Like, I just have flashbacks like Joey Harrington, who was getting destroyed at times behind a bad O-line. Like, sure. For a young quarterback, that's kind of worrisome.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I think Jonah Williams last year was out, so this is basically his rookie year. He's going to grow with Burrow. So they have some young guys, and they're going to grow together, and they're going to learn. They're going to take their battle wounds and continue to try to get better. But, yes, I mean, right now the Cincinnati Bengals, the last 2 weeks, 52 pressures allowed, you know, and that's just guys around Burrow while he's trying to throw. And, you know, that's not winning football. You know, six sacks already the last few weeks, you know, quarterback hits. They're not, you know, They're not awful, but they're last 32-9. So they're getting their guy hit, but they, you know, like I said, I think it's a mixture. The O line has to play better, but I think Burrow too will understand how fast this game is. I mean, I think he's doing a tremendous job, you know, without the off season, without preseason games. But that's the biggest difference between college and the NFL is the speed of the game and how fast that pocket collapses on you. I think he's handled it pretty well, but there's also times to adjust, and he's going to continue to improve in that area.
Loved what I saw from the Browns. I'm sure Baker Mayfield did as well. He didn't get to throw the ball a whole lot, but they ran really, really well. That's the way they got to do it, right? I mean, it's not a good formula we saw from the first couple of years to have Mayfield out there doing what Burrow did and, you know, throwing 50, 60 passes.
No, that's a great point, and that's what I said earlier today was, if you can play a game and have Mayfield throwing the ball like 25 times, you know, 20 to 25, they did 23 times last night, you're 16 to 23, 219 yards, that's a great game because then you're running the football as well. You got two beasts in the backfield with Chubb and Kareem Hunt that play well off of each other. And then that play-action pass game, I thought Stefanski did a great job starting the game, getting Baker Mayfield outside the pocket, moving. And that's where some of his best throws came. You know, so that was cool to see. And that's how Baker Mayfield has to play. You know, a clean, efficient game. I'm sure he would like to have that interception back. That was kind of boneheaded late in the game. But, you know, he was feeling himself. He was feeling pretty good about himself last night. Wanted to take a chance, and I understand that. But that's how the Browns could play. And I think you remember, you know, last year with the Vikings and Stefanski running that offense, it took them a few weeks to get into their rhythm. I think that's going to be the same thing with the Browns. You know, they should be pretty good, but we'll see, and they put on a pretty good performance last night.